This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved the coal setu policy, creating a new window for the auction of coal linkages for diverse industrial uses and exports to ensure fair access and optimal utilization of the resource. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday, gave nod to the policy for auction of coal linkage for seamless, efficient and transparent utilization, coal setu. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the policy will allow allocation of coal linkages on an auction basis for long-term for any industrial use and export by adding a separate window named Coal Setu in the NRS linkage auction policy of 2016. The Cabinet has also cleared budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census 2027. Mr. Vaishnav said Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. He said it will be the first ever digital census. Caste enumeration will be included in Census 2027.
It's considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. And a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time. All those precautions will be taken. The entire digital census system has been created as a very robust, digitally sound way of doing things.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the approval of the Coal Setu policy by the Union Cabinet is an important step towards strengthening India's energy security and accelerating growth. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Coal Setu policy will create a new window to enable seamless, efficient and transparent utilization of coal. He said it will support ease of doing business, boost domestic availability and reduce dependence on imported coal. The Election Commission has appointed Special Role Observers, SROs, to oversee the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls in 8 major states. The observers have been assigned to West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. The poll body said the observers have already commenced their work and are expected to be present in these states for 2 days each week until the publication of the final electoral rolls in February 2026. Their mandate is to ensure that the revision exercise is carried out smoothly and transparently. Ministry of Communications and Bombay Stock Exchange signed a memorandum of understanding in New Delhi yesterday to train and certify postal employees as mutual fund distributors. The select postal workers will provide investor services and facilitate mutual fund transactions through the platform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman beginning on Monday. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary South in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Nina Malhotra, said the Prime Minister will visit Jordan from 15th to 16th of this month at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. India's resolution on strengthening the global management of wildfires was adopted at the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly in Nairobi, Kenya, yesterday. The resolution, moved by India, received wide support from member states, reaffirming global recognition of the urgent need to address the rising threat of wildfires worldwide. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Thailand and Cambodian leaders have once again agreed to immediately renew their ceasefire agreement following a week of deadly border clashes that have killed 20 people and led to the displacement of around 500,000 people. The nation is paying tributes today to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will pay floral tributes to the martyrs in the Parliament House premises today. Second seed India will take on defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals of Squash World Cup in Chennai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.